WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
One of the advantages of the video cassette revolution is that we can see great movies of the past in our own time. Critic Ken Tucker recommends the comedy classic Ruggles of Red Gap, starring Charles Laughton.
50 years after its initial release, Ruggles of Red Gap holds up amazingly well and could serve as a lesson to many current directors on how to film a comedy. The plot of Ruggles is simplicity with profound resonance. An English earl bets his butler in a poker game with an American oil baron and loses. Whisked off to the Old West with his new employer, stiff upper-lipped Ruggles teaches the backslapping Americans a few lessons in civility while learning some things himself about democracy and equality. That makes the movie sound dull and preachy, of course, but working with this basic premise, director Leo McCarey managed to film one of the most boisterous and nervy comedies imaginable. It helps, of course, that Ruggles was played by Charles Laughton, who manages to convey intelligence and sly humor behind that big, soft pudding of a face. In this early scene, the English employer, played with suave dottiness by Roland Young, breaks the news to Laughton that he was the prize in the high-stakes poker game.
You're going out to America.
America, my lord. A country of slavery.
You know, that's all finished, I believe. Some fellow called Pocahontas or something did something about it.
Indeed, my lord.
Yeah.
Would it be North or South America, my lord?
North, I think it is. Somewhere on the west coast, you know, Idaho or Omaha, one of those Indian places. Chap's a sort of a millionaire.
A chap, my lord?
Yes, plenty of money, you know. Mines, lumber, domestic animals and sort of thing. His wife took quite a fancy to you and so they won you.
Won me, my lord?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, we were playing this game of drawing poker, you see. It seemed there's a thing called bluffing. Though I say it myself, I'm particularly good at it.
The exchanges between Laughton and Roland Young are low-key, sneaky fun, and they provide a contrast to the scenes between Laughton and the actor who plays the loud nouveau riche oil man, whose real name, confusingly enough, is Charlie Ruggles. Over the years, Charles Laughton's performance in this film has taken on a legendary status, but I think anyone watching Ruggles of Red Gap today would also be knocked out by Charlie Ruggles' wonderful, thoroughly sympathetic portrait of a vulgar, ugly American who ends up the ultimate source of wisdom in this fable of class consciousness. 2 years after Ruggles of Red Gap, Leo McCarey made what is probably the most famous screwball comedy of all time, The Awful Truth, with Cary Grant and Irene Dunne. But in its own very different way, Ruggles of Red Gap is just as good a film, one whose generosity of spirit has rarely been matched in the movies. In its video cassette version, the black and white images are crisp and clear, and if anything, watching the movie in the privacy of your own home permits you to catch every muttered witticism, every subtle double take, without the distraction of Revival House guffaws.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.